Hello.
Hey, Patrice is here. It's Thursday.
What's up?
You got to be faster than that, Patrice.
I know. I'm not quick on the draw.
It's a new bit we're doing. Can the guests get in before I play the song?
No.
That's not good practicing, Patrice.
I know.
Patrice is here. We have a lot of news to get to, and I did a clown job today. Fuck everyone. Let's get started.
Not nice.
Not nice, because you know why? I guess I was going to. Because I'm going to a rich neighborhood for a shitty, not a shitty agent, but the lesser
paying. I'm sorry, may I say, we put together a very angry show. But continue.
I'm sorry, I just got mad today. And I was, with all good purposes, I was ready to rock. Anyway, so I go to Soho, even though it says Lower East Side, and there's no parking because
it's Soho
during the day. So I have to park in a parking lot, which I now know is going to cost me $25.
Especially down there because they're really small parking lots.
Yeah,
and they're like,
they have to get into an elevator with the car and everything. God damn it. So now I'm making like no money on this job because it's the agency that pays less money unless they tip me. And then I'll just kind of let it go. And I'm assuming because this is such a great neighborhood that maybe they will and I can let it go. I do the greatest job. It's for really young kids. Like, most of them are in diapers, but I have to do a magic show. They believe their hand is magic, okay? There's nothing I can do. They're not even speaking.
They might eat each other.
Yeah, they eat their fists. Yeah, I'm like, who wants to put this in the pan? And they put saliva in
there.
There's
nothing in their pants? Now there's something in their pants.
Right, congratulations, everyone. But I did a really great job, and I used, like, two older kids, even though, like, as soon as I asked the older kid while I was getting ready, I was like, you gonna help me with the magic? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, good, because I needed your help, because there are only two-year-olds here. Okay, so I did everything that was really awesome. I put out two crawl tunnels. I did the face painting all on the hand, because they're so young, and the balloons. Then I'm ready to go. By the way, I noticed the woman, the wife, she is stunning. Stunning.
They're all stunning down there.
Oh, my God. She looks like, what's that? Jesse's mom has got it going on. What's that?
Rachel Hunter?
Yes. She looks like her, except even better. Like, unbelievable.
Oh, my.
Then I think this guy in the kitchen.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Even better?
Yeah. And the thing is, I have to look away when women look that good.
Oh, she's one of those sun people where you have to look away like it's the sun because my retinas.
Yes. Because
it's like looking at Noah's Ark.
As soon as you look at them,
Temple of Doom.
As soon as you look at them, you think you're staring
because
you know you get.
You feel intrusive, like she thinks I'm staring because I am.
Yeah, because as soon as I look at her, I know I made that, holy shit, you're stunning, and I have to look away. Look, anyway, so she's stunning, and I think the guy in the kitchen that she keeps talking to is her husband because he's also kind of good looking. Like, very good looking.
Packs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, because everyone takes care of themselves and whatever. It turns out that's the cater waiter guy. And her husband is the ugliest guy in the room.
But now, probably the richest.
Oh, definitely the richest.
Or maybe. It's a thing called love.
Right. And I noticed later on. I noticed later on that they had stairs in their apartment. And, you know, in Manhattan.
That's
for stairs.
Different.
You're now into five digits. Yes.
Right.
Per month. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's not only. It's okay. Maybe you can be ugly and amazing. But he's sloppily overweight. His pants are actually tucked into his ass, like, you know, that pants wedgie,
that man wedgie. Yeah,
the pants wedgie. So isn't so he's sloppy. He's got kind of long hair, but he's bald on top. Very messy. He looks like a bad clown.
Glasses.
Maybe. I can't remember.
That might be Drew Neoporent. It sounds like that's who you're describing.
Really? Does he have a wife who looks like what's her face?
He has a gorgeous wife. He's a restaurant guy in the city. He owns like six or seven different restaurants. Nobu, a whole bunch of
Well, guess what? He doesn't tip. And for working into a restaurant business, you should know what tipping is all about.
And I don't care if that really was you. What's his name again?
Drew Neoporent.
Is an asshole.
Do you know that I had to look at the money again because I picked up money? He must have thought that was all for me. I picked up money and I was like, do you need any change? Because that's my way of going, hey, a tip can be involved.
He gave you the money, the guy?
Yeah. I had to look at it several times. I did such a good job, too. I had to look at it several times and be like, holy shit, I just made no money. I got stuck in traffic on the way there, on the way back. Mm-hmm. They offered me food. The mother was awesome to me from the get-go. The guy offered me food while they were doing the cake after they took all the stuff into the kitchen. Oh, help yourself. To what? Your refrigerator? You just put the food away.
Start making a sandwich.
Yeah. And then when I knew I didn't get tipped, I was like, I should have went right in his fridge. He said, help yourself.
I like beluga.
I couldn't believe it. And then I go to
his restaurant.
You know?
Start making shit in the back.
I want to see if it's really him. Can you look it up while I'm telling the story?
I don't even know his name.
You just said it 50 times.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know.
Thank you.
So, okay, then I go to the parking lot to get it. It's $23, but I have to tip those guys. So it's going to end up being $25. Fine. And they deserve it, you know, because that's what they do. They get tipped for bringing my car. So I'm standing around for like a while, and I'm like, okay, there are two guys here. They keep watching me, and I'm just standing here, and I have a whole bunch of shit. It turns out my car is outside waiting for me. The guy's like, hey, it's out here. I'm like, thanks. 10 minutes later, I'm just standing here. Mm-hmm. Then I struggle to get, like, there are, like, 5 boxes that I have to carry, including a knapsack, to get to the car. So walking over to the car, the guy's just staring at me. I had to put my tip away just to hold on to that stuff. And I'm like, I'm not taking this tip out. And on the way out, I'm like, thanks for your help. And he goes, yeah, sure, no problem.
Good chivalry, afternoon, asshole.
Ladies and gentlemen, chivalry is dead. Okay? Let me look at this picture, please.
That's not the finest one of him. He's fatter now and longer hair.
No, he didn't have that much hair at all.
Okay.
No, he was very balding.
Well, that's from 2000. So.
I could totally see why you said that, though.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of description.
Yeah, because he looks Iranian in a way, and that it could be him. I don't know. I'll take a good look later.
Do you owe somebody an apology?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not
no,
yet.
They made me so mad, and you know how much
no,
I love.
No, I mean Drew Neaport.
No, I got to really confirm it later. And I get so mad in traffic, so mad, because it's Manhattan. I should be zipping in and out.
If it is him, he's a real asshole, because he's rich as sin.
Yeah. Oh, no, they were loaded. They were very nice people, mm-hmm. but loaded. Loaded.
Make it into toilet paper. Just start rolling up 20.
Yeah.
He started his career in management at Maxwell's Plum Tavern on the Green.
Wow, that's money.
La Reserve, Le Perigord, La Grenouille, and Les Regents.
And they paid, you know what they paid for that whole party?
And Shea Whitey's.
$150. And I'm not getting half of that. And, Shea Whitey, I'm missing all the jokes because I'm so mad. So they're paying that where normally you would be paying over $300 for the 1 hour. Not that I'm seeing half of that either, right. But I'm saying, like, I don't know if they're looking around for cheaper deals or whatever. And more power to you. Definitely look for the best deal, but give me some money.
That level of money, the assistant hired the clown. They didn't have anything. They showed up for the party. They were just as surprised as anyone else is what the party looked right. like.
Right. Yeah. Even if we do have the wrong guy.
The thing is,
there's no confusion about the money.
Right. No. Stairs in the apartment. Right. Stairs. There's more than one floor.
Yeah.
More than one floor means another digit or two added to your rent.
That's 12, 15.
Right.
If
at
you're
least.
Keeping it small
it's
scale.
It's in Soho.
I've seen some of the places on Crosby Street, and they go up to $25,000 a month.
Yeah, this was insane. Windows from the floor to the ceiling, all that. I feel bad, though. They were very down to earth. They were very sweet. The mom was really cool with me, but give me the money. Next story.
Give me the money.
Speaking of rich people.
Okay. Come on. I thought you had, so I didn't know you were giving me an
That was a handoff.
Kamora Lee Simmons, wife of Russell Simmons, has decided that they're going to adopt a Malaysian baby.
What's Malaysian? Is she Malaysian?
She's half, I think, Korean.
So it's in the genre of Asian?
Just Asian.
She just
Maybe she did a survey and they're the prettiest ones. I don't
Malaysians
know.
Malaysians are gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous. So. They're kind of Hawaiian looking, no?
That whole Samoan kind
of. Yeah.
You can hear all that stuff.
Sorry, I'm moving the mic. I'm trying to get comfortable. Mister, I have the most comfortable seat here.
You know.
It's a nice seat.
Anyway, that's all I wanted for our anniversary, but no big deal.
Nobody went to a theme park. Nobody went down water slides. Okay.
Okay, baby roundup. Ben Stiller and his wife, Christine Taylor, she gave birth to a little boy named Quinlan Dempsey.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
I'd like to
cut
off baby news from the show.
Why?
I don't care about... Who's having a baby?
We'll do super speed baby round.
Okay.
Super speed.
Oh, okay. I only got two more. Michelle Branch gave birth to her
okay,
baby.
Congratulations.
Michelle Branch was pregnant? Okay, go ahead.
She's married to a 40-something-year-old man. And she's
'cause she's a dirty girl.
She's 22.
She's a very dirty girl.
Now that's interesting.
She is. I read her in one of your dirty magazines. She
did an interview. I remember
she's
that.
She's
yeah.
dirty. She is dirty with her finger in her mouth. Continuing.
Pete Sampras and his wife Bridget Wilson had their second child, a little boy.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, wish them the best luck. Congratulations.
That's it.
Okay.
And Brittany. baby news. Brittany has decided that she wants to name the baby Charlie because she loves Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. After seeing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. You're just making that up?
Yeah, she's a dummy.
She didn't make it up. She's serious. But Kevin wants to name the baby Kevin Jr.
Of course he does. Doesn't he already have a Kevin Jr.?
No. Corey and Caleb.
Oh.
What college is going to give them honorary PhDs? I can't wait.
Dumbass university.
Okay, what else? Come on, we have a whole bunch of shit in front of us. Let's get moving. We're in New York.
You guys got into the Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey thing yesterday.
Yeah.
The reason that they haven't gone public with the divorce and they're still doing everything under the sun to make it seem like they're together is that their ABC specials haven't finished.
Oh, that's what Keith was saying, sort of, right?
Yeah, they
have.
I thought it was the regular Newlyweds, but they have more ABC bullshit.
No, Newlyweds is done, finished, and over. They have ABC variety specials that they signed up for.
They should not do it.
I think they have one or two left.
Nick Lachey should announce a divorce just so that doesn't air, so he can have one ball after this divorce.
No balls for you.
No balls.
We all know. We all know. Like,
I refuse to believe it.
Is it people like my parents that don't know? But like, older people watch that shit?
Basically, he's keeping his mouth shut, but she's the one all over the place. Like, I can't wait to have babies and la 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 la. I hope your second husband wants to have babies because it's not going to be with him.
That's so weird. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. He basically keeps his mouth shut. You haven't heard a peep from him since.
That's because he's not doing anything, too. Nobody's interviewing him.
For what?
Exactly.
He doesn't have titties.
I'd have him in.
I would certainly have him in, especially after the divorce. But I think...
Don't beg. Make him think like we're doing
never,
him a favor.
Never.
We'll I have might have you have in, Nick.
If he gives me a tip.
Lindsay Lohan is spending the rest of the summer in the Hamptons.
Same difference.
Because her parents' divorce trial is going on, and she may be able to tape her testimony as opposed to going into court. And I can't wait till that tape ends up on the interview.
What?
Her parents' divorce. Because her parents were technically her managers, so there's her money and their money to be considered. So there's a lot of money that needs to be divvied up, and the father was brought into court from jail where he's serving a 18-month sentence, I believe.
So 18 months for
drugs. So she's going to say that she wants to be with her mom.
Well, she's old enough to be by herself, but she's testifying on behalf of her mom that her father's just a dirty no good.
For what?
For money.
For money.
They're trying to divide the assets.
Right. They try because remember, they didn't have any money to start with, so there was no prenup. So
I do remember.
Everything's up for grabs.
Well, good luck.
I do remember. Martha Stewart has gotten 3 more weeks of confinement to our house because she got in her golf cart and went to yoga in a bookstore when she was supposed to be on her property.
Did the post break that?
She couldn't bring the bookstore and yoga to her house.
The post is the reason she got caught.
The post took a picture of that, put it in their magazine, newspaper, got caught, and then the post tells the story the next day.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that they just took the pictures because they thought it was funny she was on the golf cart. They didn't know that was part of the time that she was supposed to be staying on the property.
Doesn't she have an ankle bracelet that's supposed to alert?
I think there's a radius.
If you put some gardenias around it,
you know,
it doesn't register.
Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. That's so sad.
She got caught, and she's supposed to be free next Wednesday, and today's her birthday, and she finds out that she's going to get
free. No. Poor girl.
But wouldn't she know?
Maybe she'll have to have a party in her mansion.
Wouldn't she know? Yeah, right? It's my birthday. Just bring a movie to me.
Well, all the Martha news has been quiet lately. They've been leaving her alone while she's at the house. But I guess
she's on her property. As soon as you get off.
No, she was on her property when they filmed her in the golf cart. Back onto her property.
Oh, it's lovely.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, personally, I didn't enjoy it. But the Oompa Loompas are mad that they were not asked to be in the new movie.
Who's not mad? The old Oompa Loompas are mad? Yeah, time goes by.
But you're old.
Malcolm Dixon, who is 70, is angry he was not asked to make a cameo in any fashion in the movie.
Okay, you got your check. You're not entitled to anything.
Yeah.
He's also mad that the Oompa Loompas this time around is one guy digitized multiple times over as opposed to the original concept where the Oompa Loompas were all individuals.
See, I don't know why they digitized it. I guess just to have a digitized thing in there?
What do you mean?
No, I think that's, because it's creepier, I guess.
It is creepier, A, and because they didn't do the makeup, it's all the same face and, that's the running joke that they all look alike. But I like the original where they were all different.
I like that, but I just think it's funny that they took the time to teach the squirrels how to open a nut and put it on a conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
They taught, 50 or 200 squirrels to do that, but they couldn't get more than one Oompa Loompa.
Well, see, I think Burton's thing is that he was staying close to the book, and the book has the squirrel scene. So that's really from the book.
But they could have digitized that.
He's weird.
Do you think?
He's like, I'm staying true to the book. In the book, there's no dentist father. In the book...
No, fine, stay true to the book, but use technology.
He picks the weird things to be for real about and the weird things to use on the computer.
He's going to end up in a straitjacket.
With his monkey wife.
She does kind of look like an ape. No joke.
No, that was a running joke for a long time. Like,
was it?
She wasn't acting.
Yeah, she looks like a monkey.
Every movie she does, no matter what it is, I still see her character from
Helena
Planet of the
Bonham
Apes.
Carter.
Oh, she looks
like a monkey.
It's like,
and she smells like,
she's not necessarily ugly. The lady just looks like
a monkey. She's hot, but in a weird way. In a monkey way. If you that, you know what? Now I can see why AIDS started, because that is a hot looking woman.
Oh. Oh God. At least he left black people out of that one.
I'll do it later.
Oh God.
We'll come back. We'll make a laugh and come back for black people.
Right. Oh geez.
Oh my. And like you said, Johnny Knoxville passed the lie detector, just Jessica Moore.
Oh, can
Jessica
I hold on, stuff. Hold on 1 second. What does Tim Burton's doing another stop motion picture with
The Corpse Bride with Johnny and Helena doing the voices.
Is that a
Johnny who
is
Knoxville?
Is that a sequel to
it's not
the
a sequel,
Halloween one?
It's not a sequel to A Nightmare Before Christmas, but it's the same sort of look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny who?
Knoxville.
Okay.
Johnny Knoxville, Jessica Simpson, the lie detector test. Some of the specific questions were, have you ever used the word nigger? He said yes, but only in jokes and stories, and he passed. Have you ever cheated it? Have you ever
That's
slept
a good question
yeah.
to ask anybody.
Yeah, to ask anyone. Yeah.
They asked him, is your real name Johnny Knoxville? He said yes, which was a lie, and that was like their gauge question, the gauge when he was lying.
Oh, okay.
And they asked him if he had slept with Jessica. He said no. Are you married? Yes, and he passed.
Who's married?
Is Johnny married? Yes.
How long has he been married?
What?
About 8-9 years. They have a 10-year-old.
What?
He has a 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's interesting.
What?
Yeah, and he has a wife, but he's dating Kate Moss right now.
International Movie Database, a girl we know by the name of Hari Lee. And she
Are we allowed to say this?
Yes. She said she'd come on the show.
Okay.
And talk about it, in fact.
I saw pictures of Hari on the internet the other day from a Franz Ferdinand video show.
Yeah, she was in that. She just did that.
Mm-hmm.
L-E-I-G-H.
She's an awesome, awesome human being.
Yeah. And she was in Low Down Dirty Shame with Johnny Knoxville.
Right.
I didn't really get the movie, but
anyway.
And she said she was in a lesbian scene. I brought lotion and everything. I was ready to
then
go.
Nothing.
They just it's like some weird force case that you can't even see. Anyways, I was a little disappointed. So she was on that, and Johnny Knoxville just kept hitting on her, but like annoyingly,
like a grade school kid, like pulling her hair type of.
You know, well, yeah. Tell her like he's the star. You know, he's the big Johnny Knoxville, and tell her I like her. Tell her we're going out later. And she, you know, I want her to tell the story.
Meanwhile, she had a boyfriend at the time. And, mm-hmm.
and meanwhile, Johnny Knoxville is married with at least
a kid.
She's at least 10, the daughter. And they've been married for a while. And apparently the wife is understanding, I guess would be the word.
Wow.
And,
there you go.
Because he was dating Kate Moss last summer while he was in New York. And they've been back together as far as I know.
That's fine.
I know.
So Johnny Knoxville is like a guy that you want to not dislike. You know?
Right.
He seems cool and
right.
I like him.
Right. I don't care.
But
his wife said yes, so who
I
am
hear
I?
He's a dick.
No, but we hear like that he was just being a dick to that friend of ours.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see.
That's
we'll have her
story.
On and have the whole story. But anyway.
But they asked, did you sleep with Jessica? No, and he passed. Are you happily married? Yes, and he passed.
Wow.
Which, if you're allowed to date other bitches, I'd be
I
happy
guess,
too.
I guess.
And have you ever thought about Jessica when masturbating? He said no and failed.
Of course. You give that
you
to Keith.
You can't have everything.
Come
you
on.
Can't have everything.
I think everybody masturbates. That's not fair.
You can't,
that's
you can't
not
pass
fair.
That word. That
no, that shows that the test is accurate.
Exactly.
Okay. What else? Any other questions? I'm just
curious. No, those were basically all the
so
questions.
So it was a lot of Jessica Simpson
right.
questions. Okay.
And then basically he had no sexual contact.
Wow, so he passed.
There you go.
What do you think?
I still say she fucked Bam.
Oh, Bam. Oh, yeah. You weren't saying Knoxville? You were saying Bam?
No, I still say she did fuck Bam.
Right.
She did somebody from that crew.
Oh, okay.
She's a
some skater boy.
Wee man?
Wee man.
You never know.
Is that, they got
you
a
drink
midget
enough.
That takes... Yeah. No, I know.
Michael Jackson has bought property in Bahrain.
Bahrain.
We all thought he was moving to Berlin, but it seems Bahrain seems to be the pick. Sam Jackson's new movie is going to be called The Afro Samurai. It is based on a manga comic, a Japanese comic, and it's going to be airing on Spike TV.
Boring. You right. know what? I tried to watch Constantine.
I like Constantine.
I had to stop at 10 minutes.
Why?
It is stupid. You're stupid for liking it.
Right. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'll take it. I like it.
I got to the part where
did I see this?
Put,
what is this?
No,
about?
No, you didn't. They put a mirror over. He puts a mirror over the bed.
Oh, granted, it's a demon out. Yeah.
Yeah. Granted, I didn't finish the movie for that to make sense to me, but I can just tell it.
That's
was
not
hokey
even 10 minutes.
And silly.
That genuinely is not even 10
Probably
minutes.
Probably not.
That's like seconds after the opening credits.
See? If I can... Ask her. If I can...
Wait, did he actually get the DVD out before you stopped the DVD?
Yes. The window... The mirror broke outside.
Right. Okay. You didn't even get like 2 minutes into the movie.
Yeah. Well, same on him.
They showed that portion on TV.
Oh, maybe that's what I was watching. No, I rented it and it... Well,
watch
I thought
the rest
it was
of
it. Terrible.
It gets, you know, even if you don't watch the rest of it, fast forward in the DVD to the last two chapters.
Do we still have it? Let's do it.
You'll like that part.
No, I don't. I took it back today.
I think okay. I have it at home.
I'll maybe. That's kind of weird, though. That's like,
yeah,
you know?
I have the bootleg. If you get to the last chapters where it actually sort of concludes the story, because right. this isn't one of the ones that they left open-ended for a sequel. Like, there's room for a right. sequel, but they finished the story. Those last two chapters are really good.
All right. I don't like the way you tell. You know, he is getting on my nerves a little bit. Keanu
having
Reeves.
To play the action heroes all the time now?
Keanu Reeves now? Just now?
No.
He's getting
no, I'm
nerves.
Slow on everything. Like, people hate things that I don't realize till much later. So
you hate as well.
Right.
You know what? Usually that's with me, too, but really...
And like, I'm like, oh, it's 10 years later, but I'm
stop
like, okay, I see what
me.
You mean about Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I used to be in love with him. The whole dude thing, you know? Used to kill me. Oh. Now, please.
He's getting older.
We're all getting older.
And wiser. So pay attention. We're watching what you're doing, and it's not good.
Possible remake of Evil Dead.
No! No! Why? Why? Why not remake the Bible?
Jesus, part two. The legend continues.
The reckoning.
They probably did. It just didn't catch on at the time.
Not only did you have Evil Dead, you had Evil Dead 2, which isn't a sequel. That was a remake. But it's at least with the same guy. But the same basic things. Just some things were cooler because they had a little more money. And then you had, you know, the third sequel, which is still funny because that guy's cool. Who's doing it now? Somebody else is going to take that? And I can't... I apologize. What's that guy's name? Do you remember?
No.
The original actor. And I don't know why I can't think of it because he's awesome. It'll come to me. But who's taking his place? Nobody can take his place.
They haven't gotten it cast yet, but they're in pre-production and Sam Raimi is producing. And
maybe
I'm
you could take his place, babe.
Bruce Campbell.
Possibly. Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
Maybe you could do it. Huh?
I will. Hmm? That's fine.
That's fine.
That's a different story.
No, yeah, he's his own thing, and that's why that movie's so good. You don't fucking redo that. That is an insult, and shame on Sam Raimi, I believe, is mm-hmm. the director. If he had any part of making money or giving permission for somebody to make
he's
a
the
sequel.
Producer.
What a jackass. What a jackass.
I just said that. He's the producer.
There's
Sam
no
producer.
Other movies or ideas left.
None.
I'm like, you know what? I got to say, thank God I made a good movie once. I can redo that again.
Also on the slate. Zoolander 2.
What?
Why not? Why the fuck not? You just kicked me in the balls. You might as well punch me in the face.
And Indiana Jones 4.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's... They've decided it's coming out 2007.
That one makes plenty sense. Who's in that?
That one does make sense, actually. Are you being sarcastic?
Harrison Ford is coming back for Indiana Jones 4.
No, he's not.
4.
Good. Yes, good for him.
Yeah, good for that retard.
It
he's
might
retarded.
Just be to introduce a younger character to continue the franchise.
Okay.
But he's going to be
in
the
good
fourth
shape.
Movie. Right. So he's going to be in a good portion of the fourth movie, but it might just be to introduce the younger character, sort of like Bond.
That's the only reason why you should have
what
kids.
What made you say he's in good shape?
He's in good shape now.
Because he's old. He's in his mid to late 50s,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he's old. It doesn't mean because he
shape,
can walk,
though.
He's in good shape. He
no,
walks,
no.
He walks like
a
zombie to the podium. He talks like regarding Henry. That was a role,
that
sir,
was
not
acting.
A lifestyle.
I like that movie.
I liked it, too. The table. It looks familiar.
Ritz crackers.
Crackers.
Yeah, I like Ritz crackers too. I don't make a movie about it.
I was about to dump the water on the table to do another part of the movie because the milk spilled and then he just dumps his. I was going to be like,
oh, when the daughter right. dumps the milk.
Yeah.
He was a dick, but then he ended up retarded and he was nice.
Retards are nice.
I honestly did
always.
Like that movie, but
thank
he is
you.
Retarded
thank
in real
you.
Life. Let me make
you know
that
what else?
Clear,
oh my God, one of the greatest movies was the one, The Fugitive. I was going to say the one where he was a fugitive. That was really good.
The Fugitive was good.
The
was
Fugitive
there a part
was
two
great.
To The Fugitive?
There was something deputies.
Yeah.
And they
with
acted
Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Jones. Lee. Tommy Lee Jones was in it, so they acted like Tommy it was Lee a Jones. Sequel, but it had nothing to no. do with it
the,
at
he
all.
He plays the
and
same character
terrible.
Anyway.
A policeman. That's his only character.
Everyone's is so
from
any,
the South.
So anything he did is a sequel to everything.
He's very Al Pacino with his acting.
What the fuck?
Al Pacino's been doing the same movie for 30 years.
Yeah. Well, good for him. We're buying it.
Empire Magazine has chosen the top 100 actors of all time.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Now we know. Thank you, Empire. You ever know some magazines are just hard to read? That's one of them.
With
just
the words.
Hard to read. Yeah, with words and everything. All right, forget it.
Sometimes it's words.
God, I'm sorry I even talked. You got to
stay with the stuff in the right. FHM where you get all the pictures. All
right.
Because when you get the words, it gets hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Number one actor of all time, living or dead.
No. I'll tell you.
Tell me who it is.
Kurt Russell.
Robert De Niro.
What a safe bet. What a safe pick.
Number two, Paul Newman. Three, Jack Nicholson. Right. Four, Marlon Brando. Oh. Five, Al Pacino.
Oh, that's great. Where's James Dean at?
Mob.
Oh, that's amazing.
Number nine is when we actually get a woman, Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, okay. There you go. Another safe one.
And discrediting the entire list, number 60, Robin Givens.
Oh, shut it.
For her role in what?
Robin Givens.
Head of the class?
Boomerang.
Robin Givens, 60. Clint Eastwood, somewhere in the 70s.
She's the one in Boomerang, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
The one
that Mike Tyson used to beat? That one.
Are they all old?
What?
It's living or dead, so it's anybody.
Yeah, so it's all old people.
What about
dead
Elvis?
People.
Elvis was great.
Nobody's young on that? Hari Lee, which number?
101. That's why it wasn't on
you're
the
right
list.
You're right there.
Mark Wahlberg has said at 40 he will quit acting.
He's not 40 yet?
He's 34.
Jesus.
What for what? Mark Wahlberg? That's stupid. You know what? I like Mark Wahlberg. I love Entourage.
Right. He's a producer.
That's a stupid thing to say. Why do you have to say that? Did you have nothing to say in one interview?
Well, he needed
or maybe
to point
you were
out.
On some junction tour, you know, and I hear they just say bullshit to fuck with people. At 40, I quit. Why?
Yeah. He needed to point that out because at 40, he's going to quit so he can full-time raise his daughter with his wife.
What? Is
Does
that
he
when
have
the
a daughter
planning
now?
Having a
yes.
daughter?
Well,
he has
she
a daughter
can wait
now.
Till that.
But wait until she's of
she can
age.
Wait 6 years.
That's,
I think now's the formidable years, Mark.
No, she's like three, but she can wait the 6 years.
Jesus Christ. When she's ready to cop an attitude at you for not being around.
The
that's
time that you'll
want to
not be around her
right.
the most.
That, I think he had an argument with his wife. When are you going to be home? You know what? Fuck it. 40. I promise. I'll quit when I'm 40.
You know what, though? If you're not there until your child is eight, like you have to be there until your child is eight. Otherwise, you don't think they're cute at all. And any attitude
right.
they give you, that's you actually want to kill them. Mm-hmm. If you're not there for the cute little spit ups and like, you know, they
you
cracked up for no reason, you can hate them.
Yeah.
That's not your kid anymore.
Get this fucking
they steal your car and you never saw them fall on their face trying to walk.
Right.
You can't forgive that.
You don't have the same kind of love.
Exactly.
50 Cent has decided to re-release his album, The Massacre, with an accompanying DVD that has 21 videos, one for every song.
Not a problem. Good.
Okay.
Good for us that didn't buy the album then.
You know, he took a tip from R. Kelly, so
I don't understand why they don't just put out the DVD then. Why do we have to re-buy the album along with the
Because then they
can
make it more expensive.
Gotcha.
See, that's kind
of
wrong.
Yeah. And they can add to this the number of the album sales and DVD sales. It'll be a dual thing. So the album will sell maybe five instead of 2.5.
They are good.
Yes. Maddox, Angelina Jolie's son, calls Brad Pitt daddy.
Why not?
That's not cool.
Another nail in Jennifer Aniston's coffin.
Well, it's all over. Nothing from now on would surprise me. They're together. That's your kid now.
I guess.
That's weird.
And the only reason that he's not on Zahara's...
You don't come on People Magazine and start going, oh, it's over, and blah, 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 Jennifer Aniston, and then complain. Now she's calling him daddy? It's over. Shut your fucking mouth. Maybe you could have worked something out. No, you got your little joke in. Oh, Billy Idol, look, he wants it back. Now you can't complain anymore, bitch.
What did I tell you from the start about this?
Not to yell into the mic.
No. Oh. About the Jennifer Aniston situation. Her publicists are going to make sure that she comes out the victim in this situation. There
I would never
no
want my publicist
way.
To do that.
There is no way that Brad and Angelina are going to come out of this seeming like good people, as from her perspective.
They're looking better the more Jennifer talks, I got
to
say.
To you, middle America, they're with her because she's Rachel from Friends, and you don't fuck with Rachel
that's
from
like,
Friends.
That's like what happened when Clinton cheated on his wife. Now his wife looks like a wonderful person, and we decided that she should run for president.
She's in Congress because of it.
I think that's so weird. My husband
she
cheats
never ended
on
up
me,
in Congress
so
if he
now
didn't
everybody
cheat on her.
Loves me.
That's why they're still together. She said, thank you.
That isn't...
She appreciates.
she could, if she can fix that relationship, think of the country she can bring together.
Yeah,
we'll sooner have a black man.
A Jewish black man.
Oh,
with that.
My goodness. Two strikes.
The black man was president, he'd be dead by sundown.
There's a new black gay show on probably Bravo.
Yeah, on channel
or
221.
No, we heard about it. No,
yeah, 200 something, literally.
Oh, all right, whatever.
I can barely find FX because it's above 45. I don't even know where it is.
I get into trouble.
Yeah.
But also, Jennifer Aniston has, in that new Vanity Fair interview, she said her way of dealing with the breakup is she likes to go down to the edge of the water, the ocean, you know, by her beachfront house that we need to feel sorry about her while she's in by herself.
First of all, she earned every penny.
$1 million an episode.
Remember when Friends started? It was very funny.
Not when it started. Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it got unfunny, and that's when they were getting paid a lot, when it was unfunny.
And she doesn't have to give the house back when it starts sucking?
They're not officially divorced yet, so they haven't split up the money stuff. But
I don't think they need to split anything.
They have property.
They have property to sell. Someone's going to go, for you, just for you.
Yeah,
me.
I'm sure they sorted out. It's not going to be a contested divorce, but they still have to split up. But she likes to go down to the edge of the water and scream and, you know, get that energy out.
Where did we hear that from? Yeah, that's just insane. What the fuck?
Who brought a car in here?
Of course you did.
I put it on.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Life.
Up yours. Next.
Also, Hugh Hefner has opened talks with her, and he's offering her $5 million to pose naked in Playboy. She's still accepting his calls, and she hasn't said no yet.
I'm sorry, who?
Jennifer Aniston.
$5 million to show titties. Just titties, right?
Mm. Titties and bottom. Yeah. But it'll be artistic nudity.
See, but that's when people will turn on her, though.
Well, no, this is her showing that you may be with Angelina Jolie, but I'm still sexy.
She already did that in that last thing.
You know what?
She's done that type of photo shoot before. That's nothing new for her.
Has she?
Where she's covering the boobs and the bottom. She's done that shit before.
Always looks so wholesome in these
things.
Maybe
I'll find the pictures and send them to you. She's done that shit before.
What do you think? That maybe she can still do Playboy, though, and that we'll get it. And, like, I don't know. I keep thinking our parents, but these idiots that watch these, you know, morning daytime talk shows and really get into it. Just don't know these things everybody does that really thinks, you know, that Ray Romano or Jerry Seinfeld are clean comics, you know? They think that to the fucking day they die. They don't understand things. They're not going to know that she was in Playboy. They will never know because their newspaper is the Catholic Register. They will never know. And then they're just making money off everybody. Us, we're on the dirty side. Then they're on the clean side.
Yeah.
I don't think Playboy will matter.
Maybe that's the way the world doesn't explode.
Right, and for Playboy, they're not going to be spread eagle pictures. They're going to be the same kind of thing she did here, but with no underpants, and like you're not going to see anything.
I don't think she should do it, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. If I have that much money, I'm not posing for $5 million.
It's another $5 million.
She's laughing at me because Keith just took the nickel away from me.
I love how you're like the third grader that put the scissors
down. Give it back.
Stop touching the crayons.
Give it back.
Put it down. Put your hands in your lap. Sit on your hand.
And finally, he just holds out his hand, and I'm like, okay.
I don't need words.
It was making noise.
Come on.
But you had your chance.
I was flipping through the channels the other night, and Entertainment Weekly.
You found the gay channel?
Jennifer Aniston's courageous. Like, they used the word courageous about her situation.
Oh, good girl. She didn't kill herself.
I wish she would.
You said that.
I didn't even say
about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, shit. You just lost half our listeners.
The Midwest just shut down.
Good. It was the shitty half. Okay, you guys have been asking. Chappelle Show update.
Oh, yes. There is none. Moving on.
Basically, according to Charlie Murphy, 8 episodes have been completed as far as the stage portion and the skits. And it seems like Dave's not coming back, and they're probably going to end up releasing those 8 episodes on DVD as well as with the skits. He's not coming back.
And because of how embarrassed he is or something?
It's something to do with how he's becoming involved with religion. And So apparently he's going to have to give back some of that money, that $50 million, because he's not doing 2 more complete seasons, which is only proof that
$50 million. He's giving back $50 million for
not
God?
The total $50 million. I think is going to have to give back a significant portion, if not all, possibly all of it, because they can't sue him.
Now, when they say $50 million deal, he doesn't get all $50 million, right? That's just some deal made.
What does he get? Half? Who cares? That's only
the 10%. Millions go to somebody else.
It might just be $50 million for him because, in addition, he's the creator of the show. He's one of the producers. He's one of the main writers. Right. He's got a lot of hats going on, so he might just be getting that, but he might have to give all of it back because God doesn't like it when black people succeed.
Oh my God.
But doesn't that 50 million include how much Charlie Murphy, for example, is getting paid?
Does he get screwed
a little bit?
No. They're separate.
Who's Charlie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy's brother.
He's the one that started the whole Rick James bitch thing.
They're not getting paid a lot.
Prince, yeah. Very funny guy. He seems like he can kill you, though. Like, he'll kill you.
He seems more tough guy, because I saw the second season DVD, and they have just him talking right. without the skits cut into it, and it was like, yes, we understand you like to fight, you're tough.
Yeah. Mm. I heard him on a radio show. I just remember, like, he's like...
We should ask Christian Finnegan how much he made for the episode. Not that that's going to gauge too much, but it's going to give us a hint.
Comedy Central. I would assume you make day rate, if not a little bit more, but not much.
Yeah? What's that, 100?
I think it's 175, and it depends on how much you talk to. What's that?
He talked a lot.
So then it's probably more.
$175.
Is basic day rate for less than five.
$175 on a show that's played all the time, saying that you got... ass raped and mouth raped and your girlfriend was getting fucked in front of you while you were crying.
With cable, unless you have some sort of ownership in the show, you don't really make a lot of money.
Keith just spit all over us.
I know.
Sorry.
You kept it real quick.
I mean, really, seriously, himself. Good for Christian Finnegan, but...
That just, like,
I think it's more for the exposure than anything.
Okay, but you're the guy that got raped.
What is he going to do? You wouldn't
do it?
I don't know.
Come on. I would look at an Oz script closely before I agreed on being that show, for example.
But I think you have to put forethought into it, because once you're in the rape skit and everybody knows you from the rape skit, you might get a half an hour special. You might get this, that, and the other.
Oh, I agree. No. I think it was a good idea for him. That's mm-hmm. the most popular comedy show. And he did get a half hour special. I don't think it's out yet. No, that's good. But maybe, like, as an actor, though, I wouldn't just take anything. As me being an actor. I mean, people that are actors. You shouldn't just take anything.
On the Chappelle show,
getting raped in the ass.
On the Chappelle show, you should take everything.
Mm-hmm. I still don't know.
It's not about money in the beginning.
I still don't know. Everybody sees him on the street.
Yeah, but you know what? They fucking know you. There's no such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
No such thing.
What about, what's his face? Are we bringing this guy, Dan Klassen, again, who says, Dan Klass?
No. What about him?
Who said, what if the New York Times said that you were gay? You wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
Because they're wrong.
Who cares?
As long as you know
And then they
wrong,
come listen to the show. And then if they still think you're gay, then are they coming back again? Who cares?
Right.
He has no validity. He was untouched by an angel.
As an extra. Anyone can get an extra part.
I've probably been an extra on Touched by an Angel. Something. And I don't know it.
My friend was an extra on Howard Stern. Does that mean we get to see her? No.
We get to see her?
On the movie. It took her all day, mm-hmm. and I think she got either $25 or $50. She had to sit around, like, it's the worst job.
I wouldn't do it.
It is the worst job.
It is. No, I'm serious.
No, I'm dead serious. You know what? I remember us bringing that up earlier. We have to get into that sometime. I did extra work a couple times, and it's such bullshit, but I know we'll go on for a little bit. Anyways, go ahead.
I've only got a little bit more, so you can go ahead and get into the extra story. But Naomi Campbell is being sued by her former friend, Yvette Seo, for punching her and kicking her. And then Yvette was rushed to the hospital with a split lip and severe bruising. And now we all know that Naomi only hits when she has a good reason. And her reason is that Yvette was wearing the same outfit as she was.
You know what? At this point, it shouldn't even have to be in your contract. You go to court because Naomi Campbell punched you because you work for her.
Guilty.
The judge should go, get the fuck out. Nobody told you? Yeah. Get out.
How did she lose her last two? You knew that.
Right.
Everybody knew what you were getting into.
Oh, I didn't think it happened to me.
You know, everybody knows she doesn't know how to use her words.
But that's like people who keep getting married.
She doesn't know how to use her words.
Oh my God, I heard a mom say that to a kid today.
That's the thing that they say to kids that freaks me out.
Yeah.
Use your words.
So she goes, I'm like, do you want face painting? Use your words. What would you like? Use your words. I'm like,
what are your nice words?
Oh my God, stop it. Stop it. And I wanted to ask her where she learned it from. Is it Super Nanny or is it a book or is it what?
I think it's a book thing because I've heard it before too.
Yeah. But what was I just about to say before that? Shit.
Dan Klass is an asshole. No.
Well,
no?
Of course, but oh well.
Yeah, always.
I'm sorry. You know what? I honestly didn't even want to bring it up.
I know.
But you brought it up and now.
I know.
Damn it.
He wrote on our comment board.
Possibly.
No, he did. He did. You could tell which ones are his, and people are fucking with him. You know, Dan Klass's penis had the right. Jerk me off, Dan. Jerk me off. Your wife won't fuck you.
I love that one.
But just starts like, why would these people even care? And why would blah, blah, blah? And you guys wouldn't care too? You guys are a bunch of assholes and blah, blah, blah. And then it ends with, well, I'm going to go listen to the show now and see what all the talk is about. You might want to check first, Dan Klass. You might want to look first, you fucking idiot, and then you come back with more. You fucking idiot. You do not egg these fuckers on. Do you understand? Look at some old posts right. and how our fans kill each other. Do you know what happened when we talked about you on our show? We gave them fresh meat. Mm-hmm. And we're like, here, and look. They all banded together.
All of a sudden, they're best
right. friends.
When I do post, I type it in Notepad first so I don't click send by accident and get my ass handed to me.
You go to thebitterestpill.com, they took over your comment board. You don't fuck with these people.
No, I don't, and they might like me. I don't fuck with them.
You know what I think is hilarious on his comment board? Our people are like, you fucking ass, you loser, you piece of shit.
Can't wad.
And then his people are like, it's okay, Dan. It's okay, they don't mean it.
Hug.
Although, seriously, I don't know why you complain so much about the New York Times. His own people.
We like you still. It's okay. It's so funny. They babied the shit out of him.
I wanna find his last one real quick.
We'll give you music to do it to. La, 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 la. La, la, use your words, use your words. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, here's something I didn't read. Hey, I'm the first to admit that that is hardly my best show. I don't know what show he's talking about.
The one that we talked about. I read that one.
Oh, he's talking about our show?
Yeah, he said that sometimes he does good shows, sometimes he does bad
shows. Hey, I'm the first to admit that is hardly my best show, and the show is all over the place at the moment as I get back up to speed. But man, the show is about being honest about what's going on. Not every show is going to be golden. Deck me for what? Oh, if you talked, somebody said, I deck you if you talk to me like you talked to the New York Times. Yeah, it was a great article, and I really appreciate
that, it. That's the cunt voice, when you're purposely being a cunt to somebody.
Right.
Getting upset for what I wrote? You clearly have no idea how pissed off I was. Well, maybe because you kept laughing at everything. The writer was lazy and wrong, and it made me mad. Should I gloss over how I reacted to it and just tell another wacky celebrity sighting story? I had to get it out of my system. I don't know. Does everybody just want me to wait and let things blow over so I can stick to the safe stuff about diapers and auditions? Back before the kitchen remodel.
Maybe that's an episode
I guess
name.
You gotta be a fan. Everything
I guess
was
you gotta be a fan.
As it had been. No book, no construction, no summer vacations, things, blah, 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 blah. I can take the crap from Keith and the girl. Not sure why they care what I say or do, because you started it long ago. But they have to talk about something. But what this was the last post last night. But when the listeners can't empathize, can't cut me some slack, I don't know what's going on.
Empathy.
How did you sleep last night, asshole?
Empathy is for pussies.
I'll tell you why
it.
We started,
you're
actually.
Fucking grown-ass man.
It wasn't even because he started shit with us a while ago, although that added to it, but it was because we thought he took the New York Times article down.
Way too serious.
With right. his fucking.
No, it's archived now.
Oh, I know. No, I know mm-hmm. it's still in there, but we yeah. were like, what are you doing? And mm-hmm. plus, that was asinine.
So that bothered us. That alone bothered us. But then I remembered right. that he wasn't nice to us.
Right.
I don't like his tone.
Add those together, now
that's
you know.
That's all it is. I just don't like right. the man's tone.
He's not nice. He's just not nice. You're not a nice person, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Okay, Jude Law, Sienna Miller, there's a lot of odds and ends with them.
She has nice titties. Mm-hmm. I'd like to suck them. I'd like to suck
and
them.
And I guess that's all I had on them.
She has a new nanny, right?
He has a new nanny. The wife, his ex-wife hired a new nanny, and the new nanny is 50 and Polish. Nothing sexy about her.
And they compared her. Is that the one they were comparing in the newspaper?
Yeah, and they said her Shrek-like form.
That's so not mean.
Nice.
That's so mean. They're they had a picture nice. Of her and a picture of the other one, and they're comparing features.
Yeah,
that's
they did a
so
tale of the,
evil.
Like boxer style. They did a tale of the tape.
This poor woman who just got hired,
and she looks like the sweetest, cushiest nanny ever.
Yeah, these big newspapers in New York, and I'm sure they do it everywhere. They do it in, you know, magazines sometimes, and they call it tale of the tape, and they go the CEO of, you know, whatever versus the CEO
yeah.
of whatever, you know, CBS versus NBC, how much money they make, where they live, such bullshit, some junior high school project,
right,
you know,
right.
this related to this. Well, this is tale of the tape, but it's literal, and it has the two pictures next to each other. Daisy Raitt is 26. Mina, the new one, Mina, is mid-50s. Where is it? Hairstyle? Long and blonde for the hot one, dyed blonde and bangs for the ugly
even
one.
Even though Daisy,
so mean.
She's seen just as much peroxide
I
as
know.
The ugly nanny.
Oh, this is the now. This is the newspaper. This is the New York newspaper that we only buy because
like,
it's the only thing out.
I would like to also point out it's next to a 9/11 article.
Oh shit!
Yeah, never mind that. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god,
Daisy Raitt, cute enough for a fun tumble. Mina, as cuddly as a walrus.
I would love for them to call me Walrus.
Here's the worst
that
feature.
That I would ask for a correction.
Right. Here's the worst feature. The pretty one, fat, ugly feet.
Who said that?
The post is saying this. Fat, ugly feet.
They said fat, ugly feet.
On the sexy
That's
Annie.
Her worst
That's her
feature.
Worst feature.
The ugly one, drooping double chin.
That's so mean. And
she looks so nice.
That's important. Yeah, yeah.
But also,
I'd like to see the picture of who wrote that.
How sexy are you?
Yeah.
But they're selling the pool table on eBay that he had sex with a nanny on. The bidding is currently at $2,800. There haven't been any bids yet, and I only...
That's not bad for a pool table, $2,800.
Exactly.
How do you trust that?
But I only presume because they were staying in a rented house, and the people that own the house are the ones selling the pool table.
Oh, I would be selling it authorization papers. Too. Yeah, that's
with authorization papers. We go to the notary public.
And they had someone come in and say, boom, this is your house. Yes, this is the pool table. This is where he was staying.
We took a black light. We know they were here.
Ew. No,
they're thread to do. But, I presume that the only reason there isn't bids, there's not going to be as much U.S. interest as there is British interest in the table. So I think someone from the U.K. will eventually get over there that it's for sale and they'll pick up the table. Also, Sienna Miller, 6 weeks pregnant.
Who's that?
I know we weren't doing baby news anymore, but that's the girlfriend that he cheated on.
Oh, shit.
She's pregnant with his baby, 6 weeks.
With his baby, really?
Yes.
Now that's exciting baby news. Do you see the difference?
Okay.
That's why it was in a separate section of the non-fast right. baby news.
So there's no way they're getting back together, right?
Far as I know, but the fucked up thing is that everyone's coming down on him for cheating. She was cheating on him on the set of his movie when she came to visit him.
What?
She came to visit him on the set of the movie and cheated with someone
Which movie?
Else in the cast. The movie he's doing in New Orleans.
In the cast?
Yes.
Oh, fuck them all.
I know. They're all incestuous, whatever.
It's ridiculous.
When he was married to the first wife, they had an open relationship. He was dating whoever, and they
open
were
relationship
and all
is
kinds
different.
Of shit.
Right. Open relationship that means you guys discussed it, and that's what you want.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize
exactly.
in a public paper.
I don't care what people's relationships are like.
Relationship.
If you say that's what you want your relationship to be, your man could do this, and you're allowed to do this. That's a great relationship. You guys decided on things, but if you didn't decide and then you have to apologize, that means you're wrong.
Yeah.
Here's some more from the Post. They're great fucking critics. There's a new magazine out called OK, and I guess
it's an offshoot of a British magazine by the same name.
And they make it English, so you can read it. and it grades it. It grades it. This is a newspaper grading a new magazine. Post. The Post. One of the shittiest papers in the whole world.
You call it a magazine by mistake so many times.
I do,
it's
right.
Not
technically
real.
A tabloid
shitty,
newspaper. But right, yeah.
It is. It
yeah,
definitely is.
Basically.
It has the balls to grade something else. The design, we give a B+. The photos, a B. Fashion, C-. Interiors. Does that mean interiors of houses?
Interior of the magazine.
Interior of the magazine?
Magazine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
F. Never mind that you just talked about new nanny, old nanny, next to an article 9/11. But the interior of this, which is telling you right on the cover with Jessica Simpson that we're a trash magazine, an F. The story's a C. Wedding shots, very important. A C. Party shots, B-.
Oh.
We tried to average it out, but we couldn't. The overall, C to B-.
Oh. Well, I don't like OK because they didn't give me a job.
Oh, you tried to get work there?
Yeah, I had an interview, then another interview, then a lunch date.
You
like, they took me up the whole fucking ramp.
You can't
ramp.
Say that you work with hookers when it says, tell me about your jobs.
You know what it is? I think I sent them a writing sample and accidentally sent a link to my blog, and then it had all the hooker stuff, and
That'll
then a link to
it.
Your show, and then a whole bunch of other stuff.
And don't blame us.
Yeah, and then your show, yeah, and then they listen to when you're on the show, or they look at your site, you know, and they're an entertainment magazine. You're like, hey, this just leaked. I got this top story. Nobody has this. No, you can trust me. You can trust
me. Yeah, totally. Of course.
You know what, though? She'd be bringing in all the leaked shit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like a toss-up.
Right.
Which is why I'm trying for Us Weekly now, so we'll see.
Us Weekly, yeah.
All right. You know what? She'd be so good.
Yeah.
Fix those fucking magazines already.
I need to go fix them.
I want to hear...
You should call racism if they don't hire you.
Yeah, because I'm black.
I say call it now.
Use the black thing. I don't get it.
You've
been oppressed all this time.
I saw this black guy on the street with a t-shirt that said retired slave. I want one so bad.
How old was he?
Oh, my God.
He had to be like, he was very old.
That's funny.
And it made sense. Retired slave.
Oh, my God. All the white people were like, I'm sorry.
That's so sorry.
No, I'd be like, hey, hand me that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lest you're handing me a mule, don't talk. Hey,
that was just pillow talk, baby.
Oh, my God. That is great.
I want to hear about your Yahoo job, kind of speaking about entertainment news. What were you telling us downstairs?
Oh, years ago when nobody ever heard of Yahoo, they launched some sort of thing. I don't know if it was their actual
launch party.
I think it was their actual launch party, but the thing is, because of how big they are now, I'm like, that couldn't be, because it was kind of small for that kind of thing.
Because they were nothing.
I guess, you know? So we were doing their launch party, and I it was a casino. It was pretty cool. And I was one of those, you know, the roulette tables, but they have horses on it and you pick the horse. Mm-hmm. I was the spinny girl. I spun the wheel. And
instead of numbers, they have horses?
And you pick horse number one.
That's not really gambling. And that's so silly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I kept stealing their hors d'oeuvres. Like the waiters kept, you know, they walk around with bruschetta, and it was with tomatoes and onions.
Bruschetta's good.
And they were giving their stock away for pennies on the millions.
Right,
and you're like, Yahoo.
Yahoo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't need any Atu stock.
I thought I was going to be a millionaire with all that .com crap because I got Urban Fetch stock in as part of like my pay. And I'm like, I'm a fucking millionaire. It just hasn't happened yet.
Shit.
And then nothing.
That's a damn shame.
Could you have cashed it in at any time
it
and
never,
made money?
It never IPO'd. Nothing.
Okay.
No. Okay. So, but then I got so sick. I was throwing up and diarrheaing all in their bathroom.
Oh no!
I was sitting on the floor of the bathroom. It wasn't in. It wasn't in their office. It was in a location. But at the end of the party, I was like, I was sitting on the toilet. The garbage was in front of me. It was all happening at the same time.
Oh no!
That was. I think that was the worst.
That's the worst kind of throwing up. Where it's like, I don't know, both ends.
Yeah, that was the worst my stomach ever was. And it didn't pass for like 2 or 3 days. It was terrible. Well, the major stuff passed that night, but then I was just like,
there's always the end game.
I was just on the floor. I woke up in the middle of the night the next night, had to run to the bathroom. It was terrible. And I'm not a good thrower-upper, but I didn't cry. I didn't anything because it was just like, you are fucking dead if you don't get to the bathroom right now.
And if somebody's like, who is a good thrower-upper? I am.
I'm not.
Not. I'm like, this will pass.
I can count how many times I've thrown up.
Yeah, right? Me too.
No.
And I will cry before every time.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't cry, I'm whining. I'm freaking out. My body's shaking. The whole thing. I'm freaking out. I got to wake up Keith. Mm-hmm. I'm yelling. I'm on the floor.
And most people throw up when they're drinking. I physically like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
So many comics, of course, have joked, you know, about the porcelain god, and you're like, I'll never drink again. Right. I remember the last time I threw up from drinking too much. I laughed a little bit. I'm like, and I'm going to do this again.
You're disgusting. You and my younger brother does this also. If my younger brother's like
save it in jars.
No, Michael, if he knows that he's
that's
sick.
That's actual disease.
Yeah, I saw it. I know it's an after school special.
Mm-hmm. It's an actual disease.
What? Saving your throw up in jars.
And then bathing in it.
No, certain bulimics do it. As evidence of the food.
And then you re-eat it and it cuts half
the
calories.
In high school,
they don't get that deep, but yeah, they say
in high school, my friend knew this girl who like could so easily throw up. If she needed to throw up and she was in the back of your car, she'd just get a bag, throw up, and not like, because she was so skinny. Mm-hmm. And usually bulimics are not the most skinny girls in the
world.
They are. No, usually bulimics are fat. It's the anorexics that are thin.
Yeah, because they're still eating. Not everything comes up. And you have to eat strategically.
And what they choose to eat is the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to be bulimic, you got
to
plan.
You actually, you really, really have to plan. It has to be
soft foods.
And also foods that kind of negate themselves and that come up nicely.
And that aren't spicy and aren't sharp and
it's an art.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Somebody can write in and an anorexic or a bulimic
look on your face
figured it out.
Like, that was a whole just for bitches conversation. That had nothing to do with me.
You know who does have good food? Google.
Google.
Anyway, at their party because I do.
Oh, okay.
Party.
Okay.
Anyway, so Keith will do Keith and my brother Michael. I've seen you guys. If they're not feeling good and they know throwing up will make them feel better, they'll do it.
I've literally prayed for it that I'd be able to do it when I'm drunk too much.
I can't do it.
I physically can't.
When I was in high school, I wanted to be a bulimic, but I couldn't do it.
So did I.
I ate too bad.
I'm a failed bulimic.
I always thought
really?
I was
you
fat.
Really? You tried or what?
Yeah, I'm a failed bulimic. Like
I always thought I was fat.
I don't have the dedication. I can eat it. It's the bringing it back up. That's a fucking problem.
I do about like half the program.
I was a half-assed bulimic.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I was... I know I didn't. I was like very energetic and I wasn't fat at all, but I always thought I was fat. One time I ate two bagels. I thought I was going to die because I ate two bagels in a row and I tried putting my fingers down my throat and it just didn't work. And I was
they
like,
never
God
got
damn
all
it.
The way into it in the after school specials, the exact technique of putting
oh,
fingers down the throat.
Oh, it's something.
I bet it's online now.
Of course. Oh, they're, yeah. They're entire communities. I did a research paper when I was in school about it. They have pro-Anna is what they call themselves. They're pro-anorexic, and they have entire message boards.
And they encourage each other.
They encourage each other. They give each other tips. There's thinspiration pictures. There's all kinds of shit.
Inspiration.
There's mantras. There's a lot of stuff.
Mantras. Jesus.
That's awesome. We must. We must.
If you have it, you have it. But I think a lot of times on those boards, besides the people that have problems with like overeating and sort of legitimate things, they're girls that want the disease. How I'm a failed bulimic.
Yeah,
they go to
I
the
was
try
just
to
gonna say
force,
that
they don't genuinely have it. They sort of try to force it.
Yeah,
themselves.
I think Americans especially have to understand the difference between disease and fucking put some shit down.
Yeah,
you're not like I know. You know what? It's the difference between a disease and a disorder, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that sometimes as I'm eating, I'm going, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck am I doing?
You're
and I'm
just
like
an asshole.
And then yeah, and then I'm go and in my head. I'm like, oh, maybe that's a disease because I don't know what I'm doing, so I'll just keep eating.
No, I'm the fucking worst.
I'm terrible.
I'm ordering pizza. I'm waiting for the pizza, and I'm like, yeah, when I go on a diet, right?
I know, right?
This is what I'm eat. And then I'm sitting on the couch eating the pizza, like, because on a diet, I'm going to need salad, and this is crazy. And
yeah.
Wait a minute. Who put this pizza in my hand?
No, you know what the greatest thing is? After I eat, like, a full meal, and I'm, like, stuffed, I'm like, you know what? I should go on a diet. It wouldn't be so bad because you're so full.
Yeah.
You're full. It doesn't matter.
I won't ever be hungry.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big shot at that moment. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then if I think like the next day, so many people have this one. If the next day I'm like, okay, I'm going to start the diet on Monday. Oh, am I eating like a pig on Sunday? What?
right.
Sunday, I'm starting
those
a diet.
I can't do the thing where you eat like a saint for 6 days and then fuck
we
around.
Did that.
Yeah. I can't because the seventh day will go on for the rest of the next week.
No, we did that and it was like, you know what?
But you know what she means? That you're going to start the diet. Mm-hmm. I'll start the diet tomorrow and you eat like a fat pig. But
day.
If you think about it, you were going to start 3 diets that week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The next day, I'm like, I am hungry, though. That's
start
the thing.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And or if I know I'm going to work out, then I can eat. It's so stupid. But we did that diet of like the 6 days and then the one day. Monday, we were like, this diet sucks. Every Monday, we were like, this diet sucks. Mm-hmm. By Friday, we were like, it's all right.
And then you're back into
the because Sunday, we would order everything.
It's sick as shit.
So good.
And like, the diet worked very, very well.
Very well. But we made ourselves literally sick a couple of times. Like, we were running in and out of the toilet. Because you cannot eat every fried food you look into.
But I think you need a program like that. Some kind of pressure. I think that's why, like, the Celebrity Fit Club works. Because you have that pressure. You're accountable to somebody.
Yeah, because I'm going to step on a gigantic scale. Apparently, they don't give
world.
A shit.
Yeah.
So I need to go on Fit Club. That's the thing.
I would love that, except I don't want them to take a before picture. I refuse.
Not with that bra top with the middle all outside. I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing anything. You can't see anything. No.
I'll draw you a picture.
I'll wear pants or something.
Do you hear that, Celebrity Fit Club? The ladies will not do it.
The Celebrity Fit Club was good this week.
Which one was this?
That was the one where they went and did the same kind of yoga I do.
A Bikram
yoga. Oh, yeah, you did that. I wanted to ask you. Yeah.
I still do it.
That's crazy. It's hot. Who got sick? Did anybody get sick in that one? They always get sick. They always
they
need
didn't
oxygen.
Do anything even halfway properly. And even when I first started, I at least did some of the shit halfway properly.
Well, look who's there. I mean, Phil, that's not fair.
At least, that's true. Yeah, he couldn't get a lot
that's
of those things.
It's not about
postures.
Flexibility with that
man. Yeah.
But it's about just trying to perfect whatever portion of it you can do. And they were just being assholes about it.
I was surprised that they let them speak at all. Because I thought in yoga, that would really distract me.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk in class.
There was a lot
them.
Of giggling.
Yeah.
But you know what? We get pictures of them with all their shit hanging out. I think they're allowed to giggle. Anyway, I think that's the show, yes? Anyone have any last minute? KeepingTheGirl.com.
Bye.
Oh, and speaking of Mexicans, I'm glad you brought this up, and I'll tell you why. You know, fast food in this country is a very important part of American fabric. I understand fast food. I don't eat it every day. I understand why people eat it. I understand, you know, the French fries at McDonald's are terrific, and sometimes you want to shut the kids up, you get a Happy Meal. You don't have a lot of time for lunch, you go to Burger King, you don't have a lot of money, you go to Wendy's. I get it. But what amazes me, and I never thought I would find myself sticking up for corporate America, what amazes me is that nobody in this country takes responsibility for being a fucking moron. And I'll tell you what I mean. I am flying here to D.C., and I got to go through Dallas, and I got like 5 minutes to get my plane because we're running late. And they got a food court in the airport, much like the food court in the department stores and, you know, in the malls. And they have a Taco Bell Express. Not a Taco Bell, but if you've been to the mall recently, you might have seen this. Not Taco Bell, Taco Bell Express. Now, was Taco Bell not fast enough? Did they seem to think they need to make it faster? What, do you eat it and it shoots right out of your ass? What does it say in the burrito? You must eat this in the bathroom. It's the fastest food ever. If you don't eat this by a toilet, we cannot take responsibility for the problems that you might have. Because people are now suing fast food franchises for all kinds of stuff. You know, fat people, I don't know if you remember last year in New York, there's actually a class action suit with fat people that were suing McDonald's because they didn't realize they were going to get fat from eating this stuff. You know, it's the same thing with smoking. And again, I'll say it one more time, I never thought I'd find myself sticking up for tobacco companies. But I think if you've been alive for the last 30 years, it's quite obvious, and there's a warning on the side of the goddamn box that smoking's going to fucking kill you. And yet people still sue tobacco companies, and to my astonishment, they're actually winning these cases. And now people are suing McDonald's. The fact that this went to court, I mean, it got thrown out, but the fact that they're wasting taxpayers' dollars by being able to do this, nobody takes responsibility for being a fucking moron in America anymore, and it bothers me. And I'll tell you something right now. The next time you go to a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Wendy's or whatever, check this out. They got a sign above the front door. And you know what it says? We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. Well, that's what they should do. They should fight back. The same way that airlines are now weighing your luggage. If it weighs too much, they give you a little service charge. They should get fat people on a scale, have a little height requirement like Disneyland, where they see how tall you are, how fat you are. Well, let's see, you're 4 feet tall, you're 300 pounds, you'll have a salad, you big fat McFuck, because... according to our lawyer's advice, this is all that we can give you at this time. The furniture, of course, is plastic. You're more than welcome to sit here with a small deposit for your fat fucking McAss. See, when I do something stupid, I take responsibility. I don't know if you can see my finger. It's all blackened. You know what that's from? I'll tell you what it's from. I hit it with a hammer. You know why? I'm a Jew, and I shouldn't be using a hammer. And let me tell you when I got this hammer. I got it 2 weeks ago at Home Depot. As a matter of fact, they were on sale. I bought two hammers. And that clerk should have noticed. My big nose, the fact I'm buying two hammers on sale. The same way the bartenders can be responsible for serving you and then you have a car accident, it's his fault. Well, I should go back to Home Depot and go, did it look like I had a Mexican with me to help me? Did it look like, did you see a man in line with a sombrero and a tool belt strapped across his chest? No, I'll see you in court.
Feel it, baby. Speed, I'm anti-D-R-U-G-G-I-E. My body is Taylor, baby.